Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Vladimir Putin visited Xi Jinping in Beijing. The visit continues. In the course of this, besides a tea set, they had a 7,000-word joint statement, a great deal on trade, on culture, on military. And then there was one line that stands out. It's been emphasized by reporting. There can be no winners in a nuclear war, and it should never be fought. That's the statement out of 7,000 words. At the same time, within days, we have this from the Wall Street Journal. Russia launched research spacecraft for anti-satellite nuclear weapon 2 years ago, U.S. officials say. Cosmos 2553 went into orbit in February 2022, just weeks before Russia invaded Ukraine. Since then, Mr. Putin has said several times what his red line is in the Ukraine war, which he says is a war with NATO. He makes it very clear that NATO putting troops in any fashion or joining in the Ukrainian forces would be a red line. And we come to this now, within hours, a headline in the New York Times. As Russia advances, NATO considers sending trainers into Ukraine. That's the elaborate setup, Henry. Where are we now? We're calling each other's bluff with nuclear weapons. We're deploying without intention to use them. What is your measure?
I'd say there's a lot of bluffing going on. I think the nuclear-capable development of an ASAT has to be taken probably the most seriously. Certainly, I take it very seriously because you cannot allow a nuclear weapon to orbit in space. It'll hold all of the low Earth orbit mega constellations at risk. My center gained this about 2 years ago and did heavy research into it. And it's pretty clear that if you set off something in low Earth orbit, the amount of radiation that pumps into the Van Allen belts will wipe out almost all of the satellites. It'll take many years to get things back up to the way they were. You do not want to have that hanging over your head. I mean, that's a form of nuclear deterrence against us that we do not want. So that's pretty serious. And I think we are talking publicly. We're trying to get the world's nations to demand that Russia, back down. Russia claims it's not going to do anything, but I wouldn't trust them. So that's probably the most serious threat. I think the other threats, they are more like bluffing. And the reason why is that Putin has been threatening to use nuclear weapons now since the start of the war against Ukraine. You would have thought by now he would have used them. I think he is hesitant to do so because it would unify all of the other nations that have nuclear weapons to worry about how, if Putin used them, it would create an enormous international demand signal to get nuclear weapons just because he had used them, and they would think, well, we need them now. I don't think the other nuclear armed states, maybe even including India and possibly China, would welcome that. And I think Putin knows that. That said, if Putin thinks he's going to be thrown out of office if he doesn't win the war because of some action, I think all bets are off.
The report that NATO's considering troops into Ukraine, is that to dare Putin's bluff?
I think it's to shore up what might be a World War I-like front that might collapse otherwise. I think we're in actually very contingent times looking at what's going on the front in Ukraine. I mean, they're worried they're going to lose a major city to the Russians. So we're in tight times. I think the delay that Congress engaged in approving that aid will be seen as a strategic mistake of the first order. And I hope it doesn't turn as tragic as people fear.
Russia's a nuclear power well-armed. China's a nuclear power well-armed. The U.S. certainly is. There are other players here, but I mention those three because, to my knowledge, there is not now underway conversation between the three peers for any treaties comparable to what were constructed in the first Cold War. Or have you heard, Henry, that they're talking to each other?
I think your read is essentially correct. There are talks on things on, you know, not voluntarily not using artificial intelligence for certain functions. I don't think that is a very substantive nuclear conversation that will lead very far. And I'm not sure how serious they are. I would be dismissive of them compared to the kinds of agreements you're talking about. And I don't think even this administration thinks it has a leg to stand on to talk with Russia or China in any meaningful way about nuclear restraints at this point. So this is, I would say we're, you know, if I was going to pick a historical period, this is a little bit like right after Russia exploded the nuclear device in 1949. I mean, we just, you know, did not know what to do. And it took quite a while to get negotiations with the Russians back up again. Took the death of Stalin and a number of other things. We may be sort of mimicking that history.
You mentioned several states that have inquired or might inquire about having nuclear weapons. Sweden, I think you mentioned, and Finland, you mentioned. So the
Finland's conceivable. Some Europeans think that Poland, Turkey, Egypt.
So we have
the UAE. Are we, Indonesia?
Are we proliferating, Henry? We have 30 seconds.
We are on the cusp of a really bad trend, and we need to start thinking much more clearly about how to prevent the further spread of the nuclear weapons and nuclear weapons capabilities. And we're not even awake on this front, is my belief.
June 1977. Proliferation has emerged as a major concern in both the Congress and the Executive Department. Henry Sikorski, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.